That's what the book is called. Have a Great Dream. The author of the book, Lainey Dolphin, is here on WGN. Lainey, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Did you have a good night's sleep?
I did. I'm just hearing Mama Cass, it swings me right back because you're talking to someone from the 60s.
I understand. And by the way, our telephone number, 312-981-7200. You could text or you can call, and maybe, just maybe, your dream can be interpreted. So here is the question I have for you. And it's about me, but I presume I represent millions of people out there who wake up in the morning and swear I didn't dream at all every morning. I mean, sometimes I can remember a dream, but then I forget it as soon as I get up. Of course, I forget where my phone is, which is a whole other problem. But it's like I don't even dream. Is that possible?
But no, dreaming is just thinking. So, of course, yes, everybody's dreaming every night. And so it's just an interior problem-solving conversation that, and there's a memory trace, I should say to you, there's a memory trace in our brain that's not working at the same capacity when you're asleep as when you're awake. So it makes sense that we would have difficulty remembering our dreams, but some of us are just more inclined to remember. And if there's something that you're avoiding or not looking at during the day, I promise you, your healthy unconscious mind is going to give you a dream that you will remember. And it, because the unconscious has one goal. It always wants to take the interior conversation called the dream and bring it outside, because when you bring the conversation outside, you get an opportunity to brainstorm, to get ideas from other people. But I want to just finish by saying that every dream is triggered by a person or a situation that either happened to you yesterday or that you thought about yesterday. And once we agree on that small point, then you understand why my first goal is always, and this is why I developed a 6-point of entry method that I'm going to tell you about right now. These 6 points of entry give you an idea about what questions do you want to ask yourself or the dreamer in order to get from the dreamer what's the situation that happened yesterday that's bugging you. And so they are...
Hold on, Lainey. Before you go through the six, and we will have time for those six, but I have a couple of questions on the text line, 312-981-7200, if you have dream questions. And one of those questions is, you said yesterday, do you mean... Oh, if you go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, do you mean that very day? Or do you mean the day?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So that's one clarification. The other question, is a question I have, is I happen to know that most, if not all, mammal species dream. At least they have REM sleep. Is that true? Is my assumption true? And what is REM sleep? Lainey? I shocked her, apparently, with my question. So we will try to get Lainey back in just a moment. What? I didn't touch anything, so I did not put her on hold. You there, Lainey?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. All right, so my question is, or was, what is REM sleep? And is it true that all mammal species dream? But what would a squirrel dream about? What might a dog dream about?
Oh, so I know that you're the pet guy.
I am.
But I know, but I don't want to disappoint you, Steve. My specialty is the language of metaphor. And that's what I teach, and that's what I do. I help people understand what the heck you were saying to yourself when you had that crazy dream. So I don't have a lot of mammal clients, and I stick with my area of expertise.
Okay, so I can
translating a language and what you were saying to yourself.
All right, I can comment on some of that. We do know that all mammal species do dream, but my other question is, what is REM sleep? What does that refer to?
Oh, you're a very technical guy. It's a rapid eye movement.
Right.
And it just shows that there's a dream happening. But it's so much more enjoyable to figure out what you were saying to yourself while you were having that dream, because it's an actual language that's happening. So it's not any different, really, than if I say to you, I feel so tired, or somebody else says to me, je suis très fatigué, or if somebody says to me, I was dreaming that I was trying to run, but my feet were dragging. When I hear that, it doesn't matter if I hear it in English, in French, or in metaphor. I'm still hearing the person say, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. And that's what the point is. You always want to know what you were saying to yourself in the dream. And the reason you want to know is because the solution to what situation is bugging you this week appears in the dream before you get it consciously. So you can propel your problem solving if you understand what you were saying to yourself.
All right, so we'll
get it faster.
I want to get to those 6 points, and we'll do that after a commercial break. And after you answer this texter who says, I happen to be a champion swimmer, or at least I once was, yet I sometimes dream that I am drowning.
Right. And so that's a great question. So whatever it is that you're accustomed to doing, for example, I have 4 daughters that range in age from 50 all the way down to 30. So I guess we could agree that for the last 50 years, I feel like that confident, capable swimmer in the subject of parenting, because I've been doing it for 50 years. So we could say that I'm confident. But if something happens, which happens all the time, with one of those daughters, and I'm not sure how to respond, then that would cause, that's where you get someone who's an excellent swimmer all of a sudden dream that they're drowning. So you want to be looking for something that's going on in your waking life this week that you are normally feel competent about, competent and confident, and some situation is going on in your life that's taking all that confidence away.
Lainey Dolphin is a member of the International Association for the Study of Dreams, has authored several books, including Have a Great Dream. That's book number 1. The second book is called Have a Great Dream. That's book number 2. It just wasn't enough to fit in one book. She has 6 tips for us. We'll be back to hear those 6 next. Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It's 1:48, and our special guest is Lainey Dolphin, who has written lots of books about dreams and interpreting those dreams. Have a Great Dream. In fact, there's book number 1, book number 2. Same thing, Have a Great Dream. Well, she has 6 tips for us, and I'll let you start with number 1 here, Lainey. Go for it.
Okay, but I'll just add that the first book and my internet site is haveagreatdream.com, and the first book is called Have a Great Dream, The Overview, and it's just 100 pages, and you can get exactly what I'm doing in that overview. And the second one is called Have a Great Dream, A Deeper Discussion, and that's for those people that want to look deeper into the subject of the problem solving that we are doing in our dreams. And so the method of the 6 points of entry are the feelings, the action, the symbols, the repetition, because we repeat ourselves in our dreams all the time, the puns and play on words, and the plot. So when I hear a dream, you get attracted to one of those six points of entry, and there's no such thing as a wrong point of entry. It depends on how what strikes you as where you would want to begin asking questions. Like, for example, repetition. Many years ago, because I'm more accustomed to being on the radio than anything else, and that's where I'm comfortable on the radio. But when my books came out, I was invited to be on Good Morning New York, in Good Day New York, and that was going to be my first time on TV. And I went to sleep close to the time that I was going to be on TV. And in the first dream of an evening, I dreamt about a ghost. And what does that mean? It means I'm scared. And then a few minutes later in the same night, I dreamed that I was standing on the abyss of a cliff. What does that mean? It means I'm scared. And in the morning, I dreamed about my grade 5 teacher. And what does that mean? It means I'm scared. So I'm repeating, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared. And if you look at your dreams of an evening, you will discover that we repeat ourselves. It's the same thing as read it, write it, recite it. Read it, write it, recite it. That's how we get what we're trying to say to ourselves. And symbols, one of my favorite symbols was this girl who dreamed that this happened during, I'm a Canadian, but I remember this dream. It stuck with me from a few years ago when you had your elections, because she dreamed that there was someone in the room who gave everybody a ballot except her. And so using a symbol's point of entry, I asked her, could you tell me, if I was a little girl and I don't know what a ballot is, could you tell me what that is? She said, a ballot is when you walk into a room by yourself and it's your voice, your choice. So that is how this dreamer described a ballot. And the reason that she had that dream, what triggered the dream for her, was the fact that years ago, she used to go out with this alcoholic, and she was always complaining to her friends and her parents, and everybody was with her all the way through the horrible experience until she finally broke up with him. And very close to the elections, she saw this guy again and realized that she still kind of likes him. And so she was worried about telling her parents or her friends that she was actually considering going back with him. But her ballot dream reminded her that it's her voice, her choice. And the dream inspired her to give herself permission to go back into a relationship with this guy. And the good news is it didn't last.
Oh.
The point is she gave herself a ballot.
All right. So I have several questions here from listeners. Hi, for decades I've wanted to dream of roller coasters. And my first boyfriend, after 60 years, I have never dreamed about roller coasters and my first boyfriend. Yet, I dream every night mostly about, hold on here, let me see what it says, mostly about nothing special. What do I need to do?
The dreams become special when you write them down and you don't need to remember a lot because of the fact that we are repeating ourselves constantly. So you don't need a big, long story with a beginning, a middle, and an end. But if you remember some of the dream, and you are looking for the something that either happened to you yesterday or something that you thought about yesterday, and you might find by asking yourself, how did I feel in the dream? What happened yesterday that made me feel this same way? And so you're going to dream about a roller coaster on the day when there's stuff going on in your life that's making you feel like your world is turning upside down.
Okay.
The day you're going to dream about a roller coaster.
And apparently wants to dream about the first boyfriend as well. I won't ask why she wants to dream about that first boyfriend from apparently 60 years ago. So here's another question for you. They say the dreaming about falling means, and then there's a dot, dot, dot. I know that it's common, you know, that people dream that they are falling. So she wants to know, I think, and I want to know, what does that mean?
And I don't, I'm here, literally, I am here, because those dream dictionaries can't possibly tell you what happened in your life yesterday that's making you feel this week like you're falling. And the question is, are you falling and then it turns into flying? And, or are you falling and, you know, how are you feeling in that dream? What is the action in the dream? So I really do appreciate, after 50 years, I really do appreciate how people want, you know, one of those silly books to give you the answer. But I'm here to tell you that we are so sophisticated. It's stunning how, what a perfect mirror happens when you look at a dream and you look at what is going on in your life, because the solution to the issue is sitting there in the dream. And the process isn't about looking it up in a book. It's about connecting your dream to your life. Like, let's talk about the feelings. May I give you an example?
Sure. Quick, quick.
One woman had a dream that she's in Turks and Caicos, in the calmest part of the ocean near the shore. And it's very calm and very beautiful. And she's with a girlfriend of hers. And all of a sudden, she looks off to her left and she sees a massive tsunami wave. And it's not moving, but she sees it. And that dream was a reflection of the fact that her husband, who was in remission from cancer, just had a biopsy, and they were waiting for the results. And this dreamer promised herself that she is not going to get all uptight before she has any answers. That's why she's in a calm water, because she made a decision that she's going to stay calm. And when I asked her, using a symbol to describe the girlfriend that she was with, we saw repetition, because she said she's so calm. So she's in calm water with a calm girlfriend, and in a short distance, she sees a massive tsunami wave, which is her worry and anticipation about what might happen about the results from the test. And by the way, he's still in remission. So the news was good, but the dream gave her a rehearsal to remain calm. Because that's what our dreams are doing. They're giving you a rehearsal.
All right. Interesting stuff. Have a great dream. Two books. One decodes your dreams, and another goes deeper, if you so desire. What is your website, Lanny?
It's haveagreatdream.com, or you can also find me at thedreamanalyst.com.
All right. Well,
and I give courses, and I'm a speaker, and so there's plenty of stuff to choose from at haveagreatdream.com.
Lanny Dolphin, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And perhaps I'll dream about this conversation.
I love it. Thank you, Steve.
All right.